Maybe you've heard God has descended to Earth to explain the meaning of life, and he's landed on, of all places, Broadway.
I am the Lord thy God, King of the universe. Creator.
It turns out something is terribly wrong with the download, so God decides to speak through the human form of the star of the number one television show, The Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons.
For the first and last time ever, I actually answered a prayer. Really, more of a question. Lord, why do bad things happen to good people? The answer? To even out the good things that happen to bad people. Duh.
A promotion for the new comedy, An Act of God, which formally opens tomorrow and has been selling out in previews. This is the God of the Old Testament, the fellow behind floods, pestilence, Noah's Ark. Oh, by the way, that was completely misunderstood. He never said two of every animal. He said two puppies. And here's another pet peeve.
One thing I definitely am is a brand. Okay? I am an established, well-respected brand, okay? And when I see some backup wide receiver from University on SportsCenter point to me after scoring a touchdown, that cheapens the brand. This one's very simple. I'm not with you when your team wins. I'm not against you when your team loses. I'm not with or against you when you win or lose. I am not a Laker or a Cowboy or a Red Wing or, and please listen carefully to this one, I am not a Yankee, okay?
An Act of God was born out of the book The Last Testament, a memoir by God, and the Twitter account The Tweet of God, both from former Daily Show head writer and executive producer David Javerbaum. He's now at The Late Late Show with David Corden at CBS, and to his astonishment, here on Broadway. Last Saturday, we sat down at the Studio 54 Theater after the show and asked, first of all, what to call David. In the playbill, he's listed as God's interpreter.
I'm the secretary, or the amanuensis would be the fancy word.
I have to say, this is the first time ever God has been given a credit and a bio.
Yes, it says that God is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. I actually read that once in Orson Welles' autobiography.
I think that's entirely possible.
Yes.
When God first spoke to you...
Unto me.
Unto you... What was the one thing he wanted to get across? I mean, what's been the basis of your interpretation of God?
Well, I think the reason he came to me, and he could have come to many other people, I guess, for the same reason, is because he wanted it to come across as funny. Funny is something he does not do. And if you know some of his work over the last 6,000 years, the Middle Ages or the Inquisition, he's not a comedy guy.
In fact, he discusses that. He speaks specifically of Abraham and how he wanted to test Abraham's love for him by asking Abraham to kill his only son, the beautiful Isaac.
Right.
And how he watched in actually some sort of pride as Abraham was about to do that.
Yeah, right. When it's a human being who does that, it's a serial killer. But when it's God who does that, it's God.
Well, but he does in the end stay Abraham's hand.
He does. But he doesn't really want to.
And this is the moment when we watch God confess that he realizes what?
That there's something seriously wrong with him.
Yes. Okay, let me ask you. Are you at all worried about putting a God character on the stage who comes across as, what, he has wrath management issues? He thinks there's something really wrong with him. He's begging people not to follow him. It is blasphemy.
I don't regard it as anything that an objective reader of the Old Testament would find counterintuitive.
Well, how about you? I mean, growing up, did you have a belief? Did you have a faith?
No, I was not raised particularly religiously. I'm Jewish culturally. I attended a synagogue. I had a bar mitzvah.
But if you had a bar mitzvah, then you had a lot of instruction. And did you have a...
No, Judaism is a thoroughly, totally ironic religion. It is the first religion that no longer believes in God.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, there are Jews who would say, of course I believe in God. I believe he's going to smite me, you know.
Yeah, they didn't get the memo.
Did you never have a love for what you thought was a loving, nurturing God that maybe got disappointed?
That is not the God that we in the West are primarily taught. And the God in that Old Testament, in my opinion, is pretty accurately represented on the stage.
You won the game. Congratulations. Your Super Bowl MVP, Mazel Tov. Your World Cup champion, Glückwunsch. But leave me out of it. Because your piety, or lack thereof, either as an athlete, a team, or a fan base, is meaningless to me. I do not influence the outcome of sporting events to affect the winner. Are we clear? I only, on extremely rare occasions, influence the outcome of sporting events to affect the spread.
When did you start really thinking about all the ways in which we invoke God?
Well, I've had the Twitter account for 5 years, and I've had 5 years to just sort of try to inhabit this fictional character, just to observe the use of God, not just the big ways, but the way people say, God bless you when you sneeze, the way people call his name out during sex, the way God is routinely thanked after sporting events, the way he's thanked by Grammy winners.
I understand celebrities. That's why I said I had some ambivalence. You see, celebrities are my chosen people. I know that Jews are also my chosen people. There's a lot of overlap. Celebrities are like me. You know, they're adored, worshipped, tantrum prone. We live in our own universe, and our public appearances are limited and for promotional purposes only. I get celebrities. I mean, not when they die, but before.
I was thinking, I wonder if he's thinking of how God's thinking. Then I'm thinking, well, if you're thinking that way, then you're thinking that God exists because you're thinking what he's thinking.
If the premise of the play was that God did not exist, then I'd have nothing to write about. There'd be no character to write. So the premise is that he exists and that everything that happened in the Old Testament is true. And given that, what kind of character, as a human being, as it were, would this God be?
Why Jim Parsons? It would seem obvious, the Big Bang Theory and all, but why Jim Parsons?
Jim Parsons is so charming and affable. He doesn't fit into any mold. He's Jim Parsons, and that's kind of what God would be. But God is neither affable nor charming nor blessed with perfect comic timing. So to have somebody who does that makes God much more likable. And you saw the performance today. He's just incredibly likable, doing something that's kind of acting and kind of being almost a talk show host.
He walked out on stage and people were
yes.
just thrilled to see him. It sort of parallels what I think you're describing as our relationship with God. Gosh, he's so likable. We kind of are going to forgive him for those bad incomprehensible things that he did.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It really helps.
He's fallible.
What he says is, I'm perfect, but given that, if I'm perfect, that means there's something seriously wrong with something bigger than even me.
That's something people don't realize about omniscience. It doesn't mean I know everything. It means I'm capable of knowing everything, but I can choose not to, which I usually do. Now, I prefer to give myself knowledge on a need-to-know basis. Remember back in 1980 when everybody wanted to know who shot JR? Well, I am the Lord thy God, King of the universe. I could easily have found out who shot JR. Right? I could have attended the producers' meetings, got an advance copy of the script, or sat in on one of the table reads. But I didn't. No, I stayed deliberately ignorant until the night of the airing. When it turned out to be his mistress / sister-in-law, I was a bit of a letdown, I thought. The sixth sense, though, that I did not see coming. And I see dead people constantly.
I just feel very intellectually comfortable with the message. I mean, one of the broader messages is that people should maybe think about looking to each other to get themselves out of the problems they've caused and maybe stop looking to God. For example, I think most of the resistance to accept climate change is because people deep down in their heads think, well, God will take care of it. And that to me is an example of the belief in God really doing incalculable harm.
Well, I'm thinking too that even though you have a God that's flawed and that's going to offend some people, you also have at times a very sympathetic God who says, don't do the things that you do in my name.
Yeah, that's more of a dramatic and comedic trick than it maybe necessarily is a theological trick.
Really, because there are theologians who say the same thing. Wars and death penalty, not in God's name.
Right, but God's position is don't kill in my name, not because it's morally wrong, but because it's patronizing. I can do it myself. See, that's a different thing than saying don't kill in my name, it's morally wrong.
It's grown from the Twitter feed,
yeah,
the book, the play. What's next?
I can't believe it got this far. Whatever happens, I will be very happy with it. This has been so much further than I could have possibly ever imagined when I came up with this stupid idea a few years ago. It's really amazing. I would say that I'm blessed, but I know better.
Quick question about the Twitter feed. Why is the one person you follow, 2 million follow you, mm-hmm. you only follow one, Justin Bieber?
Yes.
Why?
Well, from what God has told me, God's position is that he only uses Twitter to follow family.